We are so excited to have in our studio today the senior publicist for Volta, the new Cirque du Soleil show at Soldier Field under the Big Top. And I'm telling you, if you have not seen this, you need to see it. It is inspirational. It's wonderful. It's awe-inspiring. I can't think of any more adjectives to describe this, Stephen.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here this morning.
Tell me about Volta. I know it's street theme inspired, yes. But tell me a little bit about the background of this incredible new production.
So, you know, Cirque du Soleil is turning, 35 years already. And after 30 years of creation, the creators wondered, what is it we haven't done yet? What is it we have not put on stage to keep this awe and this amazement for the people under the Big Top? And at some point around 2016, 2017, they started receiving promotional videos and auditions and proposals by, you know, these kids doing BMX and roller skate and double dutch from everywhere around the world, from street sports. And they said, that's the thing. That's the one thing we've never done. We've never, ever created a show themed around street sports. So that's what we're going to put. And we're going to go in this route.
And it's absolutely amazing. I said to you, I have never seen performers and actors do so much with so little. There aren't huge props. It's their bicycle. It's a jump rope.
Yes.
It's a trampoline.
Yes.
And it's really your bodies that are the sport.
Indeed. And the one thing that really, struck us with these videos and these sports is that these kids, they're loud, they're proud, they do whatever they want, wherever they want, whenever they want. They're free. So we said, there's something there. There's an idea of freedom that we should use and tie in to the sports. So that's how the idea of writing a really strong and bold narrative came about. So we used this idea of freedom to tell a story about self-acceptance.
Yes.
In a nutshell, there's a main character called Waz, who's different for a reason you'll figure out when you come see the show.
Can we say it or no?
We can say it. He's got blue feather.
He's got blue hair, yeah.
Instead of having normal hair. So he's unhappy, different, picked on. He gets, bullied. So he wants to go on a reality TV show to be famous and loved. And throughout the show, he's going to realize that as long as you love yourself, the rest will come and it's going to be fine. So in a nutshell, Volta is about celebrating who you are and realizing that the best version of yourself is the true you. So, and this all came about with the sports because they were free and they were doing whatever they wanted. They were happy with who they were.
It's a beautiful theme. I think this is the perfect time to tie in Pride Month. Pride in Chicago is huge. We not only have one of the biggest parades in the world, more than a million people come to our Pride Parade. It's just becoming more popular, more celebrated, more wonderful, if
yes.
you will. And I know Volta is doing something very special this month for Pride.
Yes, so this month is Pride Month because Volta is a show that speaks so much to the LGBTQ community. We decided to do something to celebrate, their work and the advancement of the cause. So on the 18th of June, we'll have Pride at Volta. So anyone who would like to come and see the show, we're going to give 15% of all the sales that night to Equality Illinois to be able to support and congratulate the organization who's fighting for the advancements of the right. And for to invite people to come and see the show, we also give them a 15% discount. So if they visit the website and go select the date of 18th of June, they can use the code EQUIL, which is EQIL, and they'll be able to both get a discount and make a donation at the same time for Equality in Illinois.
And please go see it. Please go see it for the cause, but also because it is truly, I have seen so many Cirque shows, and this is by far one of the best ones I have ever seen. I mean that. And I'm always amazed. You have those moments, and I'm sure you, all as performers and all the performers, when they hear the audience gasping, you're doing so much in such a small area. You're not, when you're riding these BMX bikes and on these trampolines, you're not, gunning it for 2 or 3 miles before you get up the speed and the endurance to do this. You're doing it in a very small space.
Well, that's a very, very good point you're raising, because the Big Top, wherever you are around the world, is 51 meter wide. So whatever crazy show you want to put on, you need to have your sandbox of 51 meter, fit that in there. So because of that, because of the speed that you're talking about that the guys need to get to be able to jump, they need a lot of distance. So because of that, we've created the deepest stage of our history to be able to bring that BMX park to life during the show in front of the audience. So if you have visited any other Cirque show before and if you've had the luck to go backstage, you'd realize there's a lot of room in a backstage usually. In Volta, it's about, you know, 6 feet deep because the stage is so deep. And so when you see the show, the finale is this whole party that comes to life in front of your eyes. And it looks like it's quite, you know, something easy and normal, but it's a very, very technically challenging part to ride for the riders.
Right. And not only that, I don't mean to just focus on the BMX riders and the trampoline, but those using the aerial sports too, with the rings and the ropes. I'm again amazed at the timing, not only the space and the small space in which they have to perform, but the timing and where they have to land. That has to be demanding as a performer.
Everything is a choreography. And what people don't realize sometimes, they think that, you know, the show is going to go on and there's a magic computer that's going to put everything together and hopefully everything happens. It's actually the performer who decides the pace of things. So,
makes sense.
For example, you've seen the beautiful hair suspension number that we have.
Yes. Can you tell me how they do that, or is this a secret?
Well, it's actually secret, and I don't know. You know, it's technically, it's just a wire cable that's tied to a metal ring, and that's not to the hair of our gorgeous Danila Bim from Brazil.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She is absolutely stunning.
Spectacular.
And so it's really just a wire and her hair. The hair is wet, and that's it. So the tradition of hair suspension is a very old tradition of circus. And among themselves, the artists who do that, they kind of share their tricks, but they don't say it publicly. Even our head of wardrobe doesn't see Danila when she gets ready. So no one really knows how she does it. But she doesn't have a harness or anything specific. It's really just her hair.
Right. She's performing, for those listening to this who haven't seen it yet, she is performing with what the wire that Stephen's describing attached to her hair,
and
or a hair piece.
She's basically levitating 25 feet in the air. And the beauty of that number, as opposed to any other hair suspension number, is she's performing a ballet routine that leads up to her levitating and flying in the air. It's absolutely over the audience as well. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
I would think you'd have an easy job, Stephen, with this performance. All you have to say is, go see it.
Yeah.
Please. Enough said. All questions answered, right?
Well, I mean, once people see it, they understand how amazing we are. And we're so proud because in Chicago, we've received the very, very, very good critics. The Sun-Times said it was one of the best show of our portfolios, mm-hmm. which as a spokesperson, I'm very, very happy with that. So we're very proud. And one thing as well,
yes.
Chicago is the birthplace of house music.
That's right,
and
yes.
And Volta is the first show with EDM music, electronic music. So for us to be arriving in the, you know, capital of electronic music with an electronic music show, it's just the perfect, perfect fit for us. So all the stars are aligned this summer for us.
The musical numbers, do you see the audiences getting into it too? Because I know from that very first scene with the double dutch.
Yes.
And then you move to the rings and then the wow, that's how you put the game show together for the theme. Do you notice the audience really getting into the music and the theme?
The audience is really, really getting in the music. Our Straps number, the duo of Straps, is one of, in my view, the very, very entertaining and good songs. It's a new number that was implemented a few months ago. So that's one where the music is very upbeat and up-tempo and where the audience gets really into that. If you've seen Chicago is also a big musical and theater city. And for those of the people listening who've seen a lot of plays, when you go on a theater show and you watch something, the performers play to the music.
Right.
Period.
Yes.
On the circus, there is no such thing as freezing the show. The show is always slightly different every night. So the band plays to the performers as opposed to the opposite.
Right.
So the band is live. They're watching what's happening on stage and then they're following the performers and then the drum is going to kick and hit at the same time as the guys are jumping. You were mentioning before the trampoline number.
Yes.
That's a very good example
because
they all tumble
that.
And jump.
Yeah.
So when they land, the bass drum is kicking at the same time they land because, you know, if the guy doesn't do the same trick exactly as yesterday, you can't have the exact same song.
So the band's watching the performers.
Yes.
Their band's excellent too, by the way.
So
I know
good.
They come out on stage, the guitarist, they come out a couple of times. But the band is excellent too. That's amazing. When we're describing trampoline too, again, I just can't express enough how you need to see this performance because when we're talking trampoline, this isn't a backyard trampoline. This is, you know what I mean? Because when we say trampoline, I think people might think, oh, they're jumping up and down. No, 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 no. This is, it reminded me a little bit of a dollhouse, you know, kind of a three-dimensional dollhouse, and they're jumping and going through windows to the other side of the house and the other side of the stage. And again, it's a gasping moment, but you know they're going to do it and they're going to do it successfully.
It's actually a discipline that was invented by Cirque du Soleil. It's called trampoline. So it's a trampoline adjacent to a wall. And then the performers jump and kick the wall and use it to go even higher. In Volta, what we did, we pushed it a second level. We put a second trampoline on the other side of the wall. So as you said, this number is called Building the City because we wanted to have it very urban.
Yes.
So the structure looks like a building with neon lights. So the artists, they jump from one side, kick on the wall, go on top of the wall, go on the other side and come back. So it's, and then it's rotating as well. So it's a...
Yeah, it is. That's another thing. And if that wasn't more difficult enough... It's rotating. The stage is rotating this whole time. It's magnificent. You mentioned, I want to mention the wardrobe too, because we can't be remiss and not mention the wardrobe people. They're colorful. It's beautiful. There's actually a display, I don't know if you know this, of the wardrobe at Macy's on State Street here.
Yes, I'm the one who put it up.
Oh, I love it. I was walking past it today and I thought, there it is. It's so colorful and beautiful and sparkly. Talk a little bit about the wardrobe too and what was the inspiration for that?
So, as I said, Volta is a very new urban show. We wanted to have an urban feeling, a fashion feel to it. So we worked with Zaldi Goko, who also did our shows Michael Jackson 1 and Michael Jackson the Immortal. And he's worked with, you know, famous people like Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Katy Perry, Britney Spears. So we knew that going with him would give something absolutely spectacular. So the idea was to create something very urban that... It could almost look like you can wear it. And you were mentioning the Macy's. It's a very good anecdote because when we have the chance in the cities we visit, we allow one store to display the costumes. And some customers were complaining last winter in Florida because they wanted to buy it. And they said, how come there's something in the store we can't buy? And the store had
to... You can't buy it though?
Oh, you cannot.
I was going to say, I love some of those colors, especially the bandanas. Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, so they wanted to buy the gray trench coats. So we have these characters called the Gray,
right?
Basically jaded everyday man who want to become something very much more colorful.
Yeah,
and they wear this, you know, very straight trench coat that's white and gray, and it's absolutely fashionable, but on a circus show it looks very monochrome as opposed to the other lively colors.
Right
So Zaldi made the costumes, and the way it works is that there's a creator creating the pieces, and then once the show is touring, it's our wardrobe department who takes care of, you know, sustaining the quality and the state of the costume. So they correct everything every day. They will make small creations here and there, small adaptation, but they really just maintain the costumes, make sure that the artists are dressed up properly. And one thing people don't realize is everything is machine washable.
Oh, very nice. So, that's even better. So, go home and wash it that night.
Exactly. Every night, if someone wears a costume, they get washed, and then the next day they're clean.
Just not in the washers that are depicted on stage, because they're broken.
Ours work.
Someone who has seen it knows what I'm talking about. I do want to mention, and it does take a village with Cirque and with Volta. I know every actor, every performer is unique and special, and I wish we could highlight every single one of them. But I want to pay a little bit of homage to one of the main characters, Mr. Wow.
Yes.
And I think what's really neat about this character is that when I say some of these characters do so much with nothing.
Yes.
There's a particular scene, and he has no props, nothing, but he makes you feel as though you're on a beach.
Yes. The number is called The Beach.
The Beach. It was amazing to me. There's no water, no sand, no beach ball, but you feel that you're actually on the beach going through what this character is going through. What's that type of performance called? It's not miming, but
it's called the pantomime. So it's an art of clowning. Andrei went to, I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly what school, in St. Petersburg.
Uh-huh.
And so he's an excellent clown. The number you're referring to was actually created last summer, 2018, by Michel Courtemanche, which is a Canadian comedian who's been around the world for being a mime and doing like 2 hours in a row numbers like what you've seen.
Yes.
And when they implemented the number, they actually made little tweaks and modifications here and there following the feedback. And the voice you hear at some point, because the idea is there's this character going on a beach and then there's a kid who kicks a ball to his head and he gets upset. And the kid is making fun of him and you hear na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
That's actually the voice of the kid of the character, Andre.
Really?
Because he's traveling on tour with his family. And at some point, we said, well, we need to have some sound to give it more context.
Yes.
But we can't go back to creation in Montreal and record 30 seconds of sound. So he said, well, my kid could do it. So we got him a mic, and then we recorded the kid doing this. And he said, do it for Papa. Just do it for one time. And now every time, his kid is on stage with him. So it's very, very touching for those who actually know this detail.
Right. It's amazing. It's wonderful. What do you want people to take away when they see Volta? What do you want them to go home feeling?
We want people to go home, feeling amazed and, mesmerized by the quality and the high level of the artistic. But we're very happy for them to also take a positive message. However different you are, your difference makes you more unique and more beautiful. And that's what we're trying to share here. We came to Chicago for 30 years. This year is our 30th anniversary. First time ever going to Soldier Field. So it's really one event to see in the summer. And it's really something people shouldn't miss.
It's wonderful. Please go see it. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thanks to you for having me.